Jazakumullah. And just to also mention to the brothers that as part of our adult learning course, many brothers have approached the Islamic Dawah Academy that they have been interested in memorizing the Quran, or they already have it, but they want to do the revision of the glorious Quran. So the Islamic Dawah Academy also offers this service, that we have an ustaz who is available from Fajr Salah until Isha Salah. And it is a flexible course. It is a flexible timings. Whatever timings a person is able to come, and this is specifically for adults, they can come, they can read the Quran, pray to the teacher and go, or any time they want to come and revise. If they give the timings in advance, then the teacher will be available to listen to the students. Now, inshallah, I call a student by the name of Adil Mugradia, who is in the third year of the Adim course, that he comes forward and he reads a nasheed in the English language.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. About the greatest man of all, what can I say? A being so great, how can I say? About the greatest man of all, what can I say? A being so great, how can I say? No language, no words are fit for his praise. No trend or culture can outclass his ways. No language, no words are fit for his praise. No trend or culture can outclass his ways. In the darkness of ignorance, this great being came, a lantern to rescue from nudity and shame. In the darkness of ignorance, this great being came, a lantern to rescue from nudity and shame. With his companions like the moon on a starlit night, a guidance for all, be they red, black or white. With his companions like the moon on a starlit night, a guidance for all, be they red, black or white. His truthfulness, his armor, noble character, his sword, winning and conquering every heart and soul. His truthfulness, his armor, noble character, his sword, winning and conquering every heart and soul. Sallallahu ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Sallallahu ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wasallam. About the greatest man of all, what can I say? A being so great, how can I say? Bringing the Holy Quran to guide every young and old, a strength for his message and a help in his call. Bringing the Holy Quran to guide every young and old, a strength for his message and a help in his call. Arriving when the norm was to bury living girls, granting them respect to make them precious pearls. Arriving when the norm was to bury living girls, granting them respect to make them precious pearls. The poor, the wealthy, weak and strong, all were same. This is the teaching with which this greatest man came. The poor, the wealthy, weak and strong, all were same. This is the teaching with which this greatest man came. Making unlawful breaking of ties, making compulsory guarding eyes, making unlawful breaking of ties, making compulsory guarding eyes. Sallallahu ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, sallallahu ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. About the greatest man of all, what can I say? A being so great, how can I say? The beard he made, a beauty for the face, as equal to him was every color and race. The beard he made, a beauty for the face, as equal to him was every color and race. Peace is his sign, kindness is his goal, affection and love is all what he showed. Peace is his sign, kindness is his goal, affection and love is all what he showed. Returning the rights and justice to all, he was no doubt the greatest of all. Returning the rights and justice to all, he was no doubt the greatest of all. Shedding his light on every aspect of life, whether child or parent, whether husband or wife, shedding his light on every aspect of life, whether child or parent, whether husband or wife. Sallallahu ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, sallallahu ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. About the greatest man of all, what can I say? A being so great, how can I say? If in life success is your goal, oh listener, hold fast to the way of the greatest leader. If in life success is your goal, oh listener, hold fast to the way of the greatest leader. Sallallahu ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, sallallahu ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Assalamu alaikum.
May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us all the true understanding of the words which were read out in the English poem. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the true understanding of the value of the teachings of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the mission that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came with, and give us the ability to bring these beautiful teachings into our lives. Alhamdulillah, the Islamic Dawah Academy, under the Islamic Dawah Academy, we have two full-time institutes, one for the boys and one for girls. We have Jamia Riyadul Ulum, which is a full-time institute for brothers who are over the age of 16. And in this institute, we impart Islamic education at a higher and advanced level. And we have the girls' Darul Ulum, the girls' madrasa, which is referred to as Riyadus Salihat. Both of these madrasas, the aim of both of these madrasas is that we want to produce scholars, alims, alimas, alimats, who will be able to help the present generation and future generations, to help the Muslim youngsters develop as good Muslims, as good citizens. And in the Islamic Dawah Academy, in Jamia Riyadul Ulum and Riyadus Salihat, together with trying to attain high level of academic background and academic knowledge, much emphasis is also laid on spiritual perfection and moral perfection. Because in order to truly benefit the community, it is common knowledge that together with that, compassion is required, humility is required, tolerance is required, humbleness is required. Then only we will be able to understand how to deal with the people. Because dealing with people of different temperaments, we cannot deal with everyone at the same level in the same way. So at the Islamic Dawah Academy, in our full-time institutes, emphasis laid upon the academic side, and together with that, a person's spiritual and moral side. And alhamdulillah, many of our graduates, many of our students, which number over 130, 140, have gone on. And they have progressed, and they are serving the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in a number of different ways. In the alim class, it is a 6-year course. Initially, the students are taught classical Arabic. They learn Arabic grammar, Arabic syntax, and thereafter they move on to study advanced books of fiqh in the Arabic language. And thereafter they move on to study the text of ahadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and namely the Siha Sitta. And thereafter they'll also be learning the tafsir of the glorious Quran. So this is a 6-year course. That's one of the courses that the Jamia Riyadul Ulum offers. Another course that the Jamia Riyadul Ulum offers is the Tahfidul Quran course. Those students who are interested in memorizing the glorious Quran. And together with that, there may be many students who have come from such areas, who have come from such backgrounds, that they do not have a firm understanding or the basic knowledge of Islam which is required. And there are some requirements for a person to enroll in the alim class. So for them, we have a special access course, which is referred to as the Edadia course, preparatory course. And in there, they will be able to catch up on the Islamic knowledge which they have missed out on. It is a 1-year course, and thereafter, they will also be able to enroll on the alim class. So, alhamdulillah, many of our graduates, they have graduated and they have gone to do further education, they have gone into further institutes, or they have engaged with the community and involved themselves in different ways. The poem which was just read right now, it was written by one of the graduates of the Islamic Dawah Academy. He graduated from the first class of the Islamic Dawah Academy, Maulana Junaid Sahib. Even a poem which was read out last year, it was also written by him. So we have graduates who have delved themselves in the area of writing, in publications. And alhamdulillah, there are other graduates, other fudala, that they have set up similar dawah institutes like the Islamic Dawah Academy. They have become the responsible for madrasas. They have become imams in the masjids, so on and so forth.